Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right to that. George, who's up next?
Mary in Pennsylvania has a question about her strawberry plants.
All right, Mary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I have received a strawberry plant earlier in the beginning of the summer. And I planted it, and it grew. And I took a runner off of it, and I put it in a pot. And, I mean, it grew really nice over the summer. Then I planted it outside. Now, do I have to just cover it, or there's anything special I have to do with that?
So just the covering, you know, try to get, you know, four inches or so of, you know, weed-free type mulch. You can buy, like, the straw that has been kind of cooked to the point that all the weed seeds are out.
Mm-hmm.
You could use the salt marsh hay, which I know that's more of like a New England thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's really just protecting it for the winter.
Now,
is
it
what
has still nice green leaves. Does that matter?
Well, you're not going to want to do it yet. No. You're going to want to wait another couple weeks here. Because here's the thing. If you put that covering too early, what's going to happen is any of the, you know, small animals like your chipmunks, squirrels, everything, they're looking for an area to pull food from.
Oh.
If we put that salt marché down or the straw, whatever it is, over something, they're going to start, one, pulling that for nesting, or for smaller, like mice or, you know, that type, they might actually create a home around the plant. Because they'll have a food source, which would be the plant. They have a shelter already built. And so, really, they're kind of in heaven. Everything's made for them. And so that's why they would go into it if you did it early. Usually, you know, it depends on the temperatures, but around Thanksgiving would be the time to really cover that heavily.
We're going to have a frost, they said, maybe Monday night.
Yep.
So.
Well, you would need it to have a couple frosts, right?
Really?
Yeah, because it's more about the ground freezing.
Oh.
Right, because the ground being, if you were to put this down without the ground being frozen, we are insulating it just a little bit too much. We want to do this to the point where when it freezes, the ground completely freezes, we're keeping it that same temperature versus being exposed, which would allow the temperatures to go up and down, right? The day gets a little bit warmer, even though it's not freezing cold out. You know, the sun's going to come out, and it could still warm it up to the point where the temperatures are too high, and they almost feel like they should be growing, right? Yeah. Or the opposite, when it's too cold, we want to try to insulate it and keep it a regulated temperature, and that's what that salt marsh hay or straw whatnot is doing for those plants.
Well, I had covered it up because we got some deer roaming around our area, and
yeah.
I covered it up with a pot, and then in the morning I'd take it off. Now, should I just put the pot over if it gets, you know, that frost? Shall I keep putting the pot over? So I don't want the deer to eat the leaves off.
Well, you definitely can, right? Uh-huh. You know, at some point it's going to have to get hit by the frost.
Yeah, right.
Right. And the thing is, we know that in the next few weeks, the deer will probably become more often around once hunting season starts to, you know, ramp up,
yeah.
Right? Because they're going to be traveling a little bit more. Uh-huh. But then once hunting season is kind of over, which, you know, takes some time, they're not around as much.
Oh.
They've kind of hidden themselves for a bit, right? But I would. What's going to happen with that salt marsh hay is it's going to create that barrier anyways, and you won't need to worry about having the pot over it. I think for the time being, having the pot works.
Okay.
And I'd continue to do it.
Yeah, because I know he was there. He ate off my okra, had one okra there yet. He ate all the leaves and everything off it.
Yeah, they, you know... As much as books will say certain plants that deer won't eat, they'll eat whatever's there.
Exactly.
Right? They don't read books.
Right.
So.
They're like us when they get hungry, they eat.
Exactly. So just, you know, okay. I'd keep doing that until it gets to the point where the ground's really going to be frozen.
Uh-huh.
Then you're going to be able to cover it, and you're not going to have to worry as much.
Okay, great. Thanks
a lot.
All
right. Thank you, Mary. You have a great rest of your day.
You too, Pat. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We do have another call on the line. So, George, who's up next? All right, Brian, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Yeah, hi, Patrick. How are you?
I'm all right. How's it going?
Good. So I'm doing, it's been a long going battle with knotweed. I've actually ignored it for a number of years, okay? And at this point in time, I've cut it down to the bare ground just about. Now, I'm going back years ago, and I believe your dad once told me what to pour down the orifices, but I'm not quite sure whether you have any remedies that are non-toxic. I got a top. I saw something at UNH, and they said you could cover it and keep it covered for a couple of seasons anyway. But I don't know whether that'll do it or whether there's something I should spray it with before.
Okay. So you've already cut everything down?
It is cut down, yeah.
So the thing about that is if you're going to spray it with anything, you need to have some fresh cuts on the knotweed.
Okay. Yeah.
Because they created, so most weed killers need to, they'll go into the leaves, right?
Okay, yeah.
But you can also use it in a way where on a fresh cut, you can paint on a weed killer onto that, and what it does is
okay.
It absorbs right into it. And so,
right.
You know, any of the weed killers... right now aren't going to do anything for you.
Right.
That being
said... Well, right now, when I say it's cut down, there may be 3 or 4 inches. So theoretically, could I cut another inch off and spray it right away or not?
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
That would be ideal, right?
Okay.
So the thing about it is we're looking for a concentrated version. You're not looking to spray it with a sprayer or spray with like a trigger spray bottle. You're looking for a concentrate.
Okay.
I know you were saying you don't want to use a chemical form, right?
If that's possible.
So that
the UNH website implies that it might work without chemicals if you keep it covered for long enough.
Well, this is the thing. Are you going to want to keep an area covered for 3 to 4 years? And, you know, is it an area that's not going to be used if that's the case?
Yeah, it's not used, right.
If it's not used, like, honestly, I think you'd be okay with not, you know, having a spray. But when you bought a tarp, is it, you know, black is what we're looking for, the heavier black.
It's a dark brown, I believe.
Okay. And so what I would look at doing in those areas, you know, I know you said it's 3 to 4 inches right now. You're going to need to cut it as low as possible.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Because when you put this over the top, if you have 4 inches of the plants hanging up, they can still, you know, push a little bit. And because we need to keep it there so the sun can help cook what's underneath it. That's the whole idea. Okay. It's we're using the sun as our weed killer. To benefit, to basically turn that whole area so warm that it kills any weed seeds that pop up or any branching or any structure. And so having it really low is, you know, you have a little bit on there, so when the sun is hitting, it still hits that. It dehydrates the plants underneath it. There is a weed killer from Bonide that is organic. I'm trying to think of the name, and to be honest, I'm going to need to look it up while we're on the break. So if you hang tight for me, on the other side of the break, I'll give you that name so you know what we can use to spray it to as that product. So hang tight, everyone else. We'll be right back.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through your health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Brian in regards to knotweed and what to do. So it took me a minute. I couldn't remember the organic version of the weed, you know, total weed killer. They've changed the name of it like 3 times in the past 3 years. So I wanted to make sure I had the right one. And the one you're looking to use and you want the concentrated version is the Dead Weed Brew. It's called Captain Jack's Dead Weed Brew. It's a concentrate. So Bonide has Captain Jack's as the insect killer. So they've kind of branded a lot of their products as the Captain Jack's label now. But it's now the concentrated organic version is called Dead Weed Brew. And that you could, once you cut them, use that as the paintbrush method. So you would just take a paintbrush, dip it into the concentrate, and paint that knotweed. And that's going to actually help get into the into everything and suck into the root system. And then you could put the tarp over it, and that would help kill it a little bit quicker. So hopefully that will help you out, Brian. All right, so our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to be here for another 35 minutes. Just mentioned it a couple times. Just having some... A bunch of people called in sick to the GCN network, and there's one guy running the whole show, doing everything. Nathan's on vacation, and the others aren't there. So they got the head guy taking control today, and he's got so many things going on at once. We're just going to do a tape for the last hour just to make it work for everyone. Anyways, we do have another call. So, George, who's up next?
Jean in Hudson. She's got some questions about irrigation.
Okay, Jean, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Paul. Patrick. I want to know if you could discuss these irrigation systems. I have one of the old ones that it's above ground and it has the little sprouts that you stick in and they spray. But I wondered if a couple of them sprang leaks, and I wondered if I should go ahead and go with a drip system, and which ones would you recommend? And also, what do you do about the winter? Because I had one years ago, and it froze in the ground. Do you leave it in, or do you take them out?
Well, so for most irrigation systems, they need to be what they call bled dry, right? So all the water gets pulled out so that, because that's how it will freeze and then explode and cause issues. If there's water still in the system, the freeze-thaw effect will affect the whole system. So that's where, that's what needs to happen, is it taking care of that way. The system that you have, drip line is good. A drip system is good for specific, so it's getting right to the plants. The spray is covering all the areas, and it takes longer on your system for it to actually, for the water to actually saturate the right way, right? Whereas the drip system is right to the source, and it's slowly getting in there, and it might take a while, but at the same time, it's just to the source. It's not to everywhere around it.
I see. So the one that we have, it sprays out and around, but there are, like I said, some there's a leak or two, and it has a lot of little parts that you have to attach before you get it up and going. What I wanted to know is if I do a whole strip of a drip system through a perennial bed that is really straight, it's rectangular, would that work? And if so, when do I put it down? When do I take it up? Things like that.
So you could, that would work. That would definitely work. I'd put it down as soon as you can put the ground, in the spring, I'd put it down as soon as the ground thaws out and everything's ready to, be fertilized, be going. Let's do this. I'm going to hit a break here. I'm not going to have enough time to say everything that needs to be said in 10 seconds here, so hang tight with me. On the other side of the break, we're going to continue with that. So hang tight. We'll be back in a few.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
USA News Update. The first shipment of emergency aid to Gaza since the Israel-Hamas war began rolled through a border crossing between Egypt and Gaza on Saturday. Desperately needed food, water, and medicine was brought in by truck. Supplies sat near the crossing for days, hoping to enter after Israel blockaded the territory and launched waves of airstrikes. Palestinians have been rationing food and drinking filthy water from wells, while hospitals run low on medicine and fuel for emergency generators. Oklahoma's Republican Congressman Kevin Hearn has changed his mind and says he's now running for Speaker of the House. This is after Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan failed to get the votes needed to win the gavel in three rounds of voting this week. Lawmakers will return to Capitol Hill on Monday. Disruptions on Spirit Airlines are expected to last for several days after the airline pulled some planes out of service for inspection, leading to the cancellation of about 100 flights Friday and more than 80 on Saturday. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. For the break, we were talking with Gene. We were talking about sprinkler systems, right? We were talking about when to put them down, when to take them off, if that's the case with it. So putting the sprinkler system down is when, especially if it's going to be a drip system, because a drip system, the majority of it is above ground. So water sits in the pipes, etc. So when we're having like heavy freezes outside, it could affect it, right? So I'm assuming you're in Hudson, New Hampshire?
Hudson, New York.
New York, okay. So it's going to depend on when, you know, really the last frost is for you. You know, so that... that's going to be part of it. You know, so usually I'd say for you guys, you might be closer to, you know, beginning of the first couple weeks of May. I'm trying to think exactly where you are.
You're Albany.
Okay, so you're north. So you could actually be a little bit later. So it's gonna depend on when the ground really freezes for you. That's the biggest thing. So if we were to draw a line across from Hudson, New York, all the way across to the Atlantic Ocean, you would be on the southern part of Massachusetts, just so I can get an idea here. So your last frost is probably like May 15th, maybe a little bit before that, depending upon the year. So that's about the time you would put that drip line out. Because of the fact that it's above ground, anytime it, you know, has a below freezing or close to freezing, water could get frozen in that system, and then it expands and expands when it's frozen. It was the opposite when it is warm, and it could actually break the pipes that you put out. It could affect they call them spaghetti tubes for drip irrigation. It could affect those spaghetti tubes, right? And so what could happen is it'll have a very small leak, and you won't see it necessarily until it's too late. So those are some of the things to keep in mind. So that's why around the last frost is when I would really be putting that drip irrigation in.
Okay.
And then taking it out, you know, we're going to go until about the ground freezes. You know, maybe we're talking probably November 1st, so a couple weeks from now. At that point, that's when we're going to remove it. You know, make sure all the water's drained out so that wherever you overwinter it, if it's a garage or if it's a basement or if it's a shed, it's not going to have any water left in it so that it doesn't, you know, if it's outside, it doesn't freeze, thaw, doing the same exact thing. That's why a lot of systems will break. Because the water in it will expand all over the place, and then the tubing gets brittle. The tubing dries out, is supposed to dry out, and with that freeze-thaw, the moisture will get into part of the tubing and then crack it, causing the whole thing to fall apart. So that's why we look at, you'll see a lot of people, if they have the underground systems, you'll have a air compressor, the big air compressors that people can, you know, attach to the back of the truck, and you'll drive by somebody's house, and all of a sudden, all the sprinklers are on. But what's happening is they're just getting all the air, all the water out of it, so that it can be ready for winter and not crack as easily.
Well, what I was thinking is we are probably eventually going to downsize in our house. So I didn't want to invest in a large underground system.
Yep.
But the one that's the flat drip hose, we were going to buy that and put it into this perennial bed. But another thing was the mulching. We usually mulch in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
And I assume you have to mulch first before you put the drip hose down, right?
Well, yeah, so because the drip hose is going to be above it anyways, and you're going to put it close to the close to the base of the plant. So you can mulch in the spring and then put it over the top of it. Some people, if they're trying to hide the tube, that, you know, that main tube that goes down the center, will mulch over that. And just have those little spaghetti tubes coming out from the ground, so it's kind of hidden.
I see. Okay. So this is the one for the flat drip hose that you can buy.
So it's just the hose itself, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so that one would be above ground.
Okay.
Because depending upon, so you got to take a look at the hose itself, because there are two types. There's one that is drip, and then one that looks the same, almost identical to it, and will actually be a sprinkler version of it, where it'll come out in one area. So if you're looking for that drip, or, you know, a lot of people call it like a soaker hose, you want to make sure it's more in the soaker version than the, you know, actually watering through it, because some, again, they look identical. It's just you want to make sure it's soaking, a soaker type hose versus the regular sprinkler hose.
Okay, so I should look for the soaker kind. Do you think that's what you would recommend?
Yeah, if you're looking to just do that and it makes it easier, soaker hoses are so much better for it. You know, you don't want to just put it right next to the plant. You want to kind of wrap it, you know, a circular form around it. Or if you have them, you said that was kind of in a line, like a square. Just make sure, you know, if you're doing a square, maybe it's always on the left side of the plant. So you go up one side and it's on the left side, then come back the other side and make sure it's on the left side so it's getting the center of the planting bed plus to the other sides. So, you know, just keep it the same, so it's symmetrical on either side. And, you know, in that case, if you are doing a soaker hose, you could put it under the mulch as well, just as it, so it covers it, but you don't have to. If you're doing like a black mulch, a lot of these hoses are black, so they kind of fade right in. You never even see them.
I see. Well, what my thought was is, and I don't want to take up too much time, was that I was going to just lay it straight down this rectangular perennial bed, because there's quite a few plants. There's some hydrangeas. There's some the grasses. There's some phlox and things like that. So I can't really run it right around the whole plant.
Okay, that's fine.
So I could just lay it straight down and then lay it above the black mulch.
Yeah, we're just looking to really saturate the ground around it the best we can. And if you can only do it in one way, it's going to be better than nothing, right?
Okay.
It's better than not doing anything. So that's, I'd keep that in mind, right? Just making sure that the ground is saturated, make it as close as you can to the plants.
Yes.
Without, you know, being right on top of it, but just do the best you can with it.
All right. And how long do you run them?
So what you need to do is when it comes time to water, what I want you to do is run it for, you know, let's say run it for a half an hour, just as an example. From there, once you turn it off, get a shovel into the area around the plant. Not close enough where you're going to ruin the root system, but close enough where you can put a shovel in to see how far down the water saturated the ground. Now, if the water is only on the top, right, and it's really just the top inch or two, you need to get that water deeper. And so you can probably, you know, we're looking to, if you opened up, put the shovel in and kind of looked at it, you're looking to see the water 4 to 6 inches down. That means you're getting a heavy watering. So if you put it on for half an hour, you dig in and you see 2 inches, that the water's only saturated 2 inches. You're looking to put it on for an hour at a time or multiple times for a half an hour in the mornings, better than in the evening.
Okay. That's what I Thank you, Patrick. That was very informative. I'm going to explore the soaker hose then.
Definitely. Well, good luck with it, Gene, and you have a great rest of your day.
Same to you.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're got about 15 minutes left in the show today. Normally, I know we do about 4 hours. We're just helping out GCN. They got some a bunch of call-outs. So we're just going to do a tape show. We're going to do last week's tape show. So it's timely information versus just a random show. Anyways, we do have another call on the line. So, George, who's up next?
Catherine has some problems with mildew.
All right, Catherine, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. Quick question.
Sure.
I put my house plants outside for the summer for vacation. And the next thing, they started developing some kind of a mildew. I brought them back inside. I've stirred the top of the soil. I'm not watering them as much. What do I do with them?
So the mildew is on.
The mildew was on some of the plants. They're succulents, particularly, and now the plants seem fine, but the soil at the top is white, and I stir it up, but I think the spores are going to still be in there. What do I do?
Yeah, so the spores are there, right? You know, it's common when you bring them in to see some of them on the soil, right? So what I would look to do, you can do a couple things. If you have neem at home, you can use neem because it is a fungicide as well as an insecticide. And you would spray the whole plant as well as the soil itself. You could also use a product like copper fungicide. Right? Copper fungicide is specifically a fungicide that can help with mildews, the powdery mildews, those types of things. The other thing I want you to do is I want you to let the plant the plants dry out between waterings, let it kind of get to the point, and I don't want it to get too close to this point, but I want it to get close to the point where it's so dry that it almost separates from the plant, from the pot. We don't want to get to that point, but we want to get like right before it. Does that make sense?
Got it.
All right.
Yep.
Because what that's going to do is it's going to dry out some of those spores as well. Because the spores themselves want moisture. And if we keep watering it and providing with the moistures, it's going to just spread. So to spray it, maybe bring it in the garage or like a breezeway or something. Spray it with the neem oil. Let it dry out. And it'll slowly die back for you. I do have to hit a break. If you want, you can hang tight. Otherwise, we'll be back in a few.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year.
Step out for a bit.
Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Before the break, we were talking with Catherine in regards to the powdery mildew on her succulents, amongst others. What we were talking about really makes sense. What else can we do to try to make it a little easier for you? I know there's a lot to it. You still with me, Catherine? All right. Sounds like... are you there, Catherine?
No.
Okay. All right. George, you had said we had another call on the line, so who's up next?
That would be Rachel in Southern Maine, and she's got a question about a crabapple tree.
All right, Rachel, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, so I have the crabapple tree that's been acting up the last couple of years.
Yep.
It blooms beautifully in the spring. And then the leaves start turning, getting black spots on it and turning kind of yellowish, and then throughout the summer drops off. And I'm wondering if I should put a systemic on it this time of year or wait till spring, or what's your thought?
How does it look currently?
It used to have nice crab apples, the birds, throughout the winter, but those keep dropping off too. There's only a scattering of those. It doesn't look happy.
So I would look at the plant, seeing if there's any dead or damaged on it, right? Excuse me. So if you're seeing some dead branches, remove them. If you're seeing any damaged branches, they're not physically dead. They just have... a crack on it, a small break, one of those things. That's when you want to get rid of it. Those branches. Also, take a look at any of the sucker growth, right? So any of the growth that's coming out of the base, or any that is going straight up and down, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Okay.
So get rid of all of those at this point. I'd also like to see you use a product like Tree Tone from Espoma. You're going to use that as a fertilizer now, and you're going to put it on the drip line of the tree. So the drip line of the tree is however wide the tree is, so the branches, however far they go out, that is the drip line. Not close to the base, to the drip line. Okay?
Okay.
And what I'm trying to do at the same time is pull up the amount you will need. How big is the tree?
It's pretty well established. It's big. I mean, it's a good size.
What did you say, like 20 feet tall?
Yeah.
Okay. And the trunk itself, would you say it's very thick? Would you say it's more of like 8-10 inches wide?
Yeah.
Okay. So for the tree tone, you're going to, if it's 6 inches or over, you're going to use 6 pounds per inch.
Wow.
Right? So it seems like a lot, which it is. But for something along these lines for your tree, we want to make sure it's okay. Now, here's the big part of it. You're only going to use half the rate. So say you're using, according to the chart, 30 pounds. You're only going to use 15 pounds for the fall. Okay? So it's half the rate because we're not pushing new growth. We're not pushing all these other things. We're just looking to give it something to survive the winter and help the root system. Okay?
So can I ask you another quick question before everybody had problems with the weeping cherry, and I did too. Would it be a good idea to help that one as well?
Same exact. We want to make sure that they go into the winter healthier than they were. And with something, some sort of reserve in their root system, just in case the winter does the same thing.
Okay.
All righty?
Perfect. Thank you so much.
All right. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye. All right. So that's going to wrap up the show for today. We do have one more hour. It's going to be taped. It's going to be last week's last hour. So if you missed that, definitely look forward to it. I will be back next week for a full show. And we'll do everything we can to help you out, as always. I'll end the show as I usually do. Be good to each other. Get out there, plant something. It's a great day to do. It's sunny right now, beautiful. Enjoy it. We'll talk at you next week.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.